Between Mirrors, by Francis Rosenfeld. Chapter 8. Dream and Reality. Is this right? The lighting technician was waiting for her agreement on the final placement of the spotlights. Yes, Claire replied, awkward. She wasn't used to being the project of an entire team, and this level of attention overwhelmed her. The art gallery looked a lot smaller and warmer now that all the work had been installed. Grandfather pretended he had business to attend to in New Orleans so that Claire wouldn't have to face the world alone, but made himself scarce when he saw how many people were in the gallery already. Through the brightly lit windows of the exhibit hall, one could see the artist, a young woman who looked at home in the midst of this sophisticated decor. She was confident and polished, making light conversation and entertaining different groups of people with the ease of a social butterfly. Claire's professional persona had certainly shown up to play its part. Inside it, hiding in a little cranny of the brain from which she could watch the world without being noticed, real Claire was biting her fingernails, shaking like a leaf and praying for approval. "I can't do this," she went into a full panic attack on her drive home. "What was I thinking? I can't do this, there is no way. Would you give it a rest? It's done. What do you want to do, go back in time and not contact the gallery?" "I don't understand the problem," Grandfather did his best to calm her down. "The problem is that I'm not this person." Claire whimpered. "I don't know how to be this person." "Who is this person? Do you even recognize me?"
"So?"
"So I can't be this person," she continued arguing. "Pardon me for being blunt, but you didn't know how to be loser Claire either, and yet you managed to emulate her for quite some time. Now you get to be up-and-coming artist Claire. What's all the fuss about? We all have our roles to play in life, why can't you enjoy this one? Seems a little better than your usual fare. But... oh, dear me, here come the butts." Grandfather rolled his eyes annoyed. "This is going to be perfect," the museum curator swooned when Claire opened the door to reveal the impressive decor of the old mansion. The latter was so used to it she didn't realize the impression it would make on a person who was seeing it for the first time. "You really grew up here?" "Yes, this used to be my grandparents' house, it has been in our family for many generations." The curator sketched a timid smile before asking, "Doesn't it feel scary, living here all by yourself? It's so remote." She hesitated, looking around and trying to figure out how this situation would make her feel if she were in Claire's place, empowered or creeped out. "Creeped out," won decisively. "I got used to it," Claire responded, smiling back to put her conversation partner at ease. "It's home." "Of course," the curator continued. "It must be difficult managing the property all by yourself, I certainly wouldn't want to be the person who has to maintain all of this." "I have help," Claire offered but didn't elaborate. "Would you like a cup of coffee?"
"Yes, please."
"No sugar," the curator made herself comfortable in one of the chairs by the fireplace. "Well, the good news is that we won't have any trouble fitting the party in here, besides, people might get the chance to see some of your new work." "There is new work, isn't there?" She went straight to the heart of the issue. Claire nodded. "Can I see it?" "Of course," Claire pointed to the adjacent room, which was already starting to fill up with large canvases. "A little dark, perhaps," the curator commented, and then noted to herself that her art would be dark too if she had to live alone in this place. She tried to imagine what November nights wrapped in rain might feel like in here when one was all alone, and she shivered as if she had touched a ghost. She was pretty sure the darned place was haunted, she could feel it in her bones. "Listen," she hesitated again, "this is certainly none of my business, but are you sure you don't want to move to New Orleans? I think I can find you a really nice place to rent, introduce you to a few people, you could get out more." "Thank you for offering, but I wouldn't have enough room," Claire pointed at the mess of canvases, pigments, oils and paintbrushes that surrounded them. "I'm very lucky to have this place, and as I said, it's home.
Of course, the curator changed the conversation. When should I send the crew to set things up in here? Any time next week would be good. I go into town on occasion to pick up a few necessities, but I'm not gone for long and I always leave the door open, Claire continued. Aren't you worried about thieves and such?
Oh, no.
We're trusting country folks here, people would be offended. I think I got all I need, let me take a few pictures for the team, to get them an idea of what the setting looks like. Claire walked her to the door and watched her leave, then struggled to close the heavy doors behind her.
Who was that, dear?
Grandmother asked from the kitchen. The gallery curator, Claire answered. There were warm beignets on the table. She grabbed one and bit into it, really pleased. They're setting up a party in here for potential patrons. Grandmother was silent for many uncomfortable minutes, then couldn't help herself.
You didn't tell her about us.
Maman, you know she wouldn't understand. People don't know our family history. Still, you could at least have mentioned something, Grandmother continued, upset. I promise you I'll bring up you and Papa during the next conversation. I'm starting to feel like you're embarrassed by us, you never mention us to a living soul.
Maman, you've been gone for decades, it's not something one drops casually into the conversation.
Most people don't speak to the dead.
Still, you could have mentioned us, Grandmother muttered.
And stop eating the beignet, they are for after dinner.
What happened?
Grandfather came in from outside. His rain boots were covered in mud, which he dragged in and all over the kitchen floor to Grandmother's upset.
A party? In here?
Make sure to tell the movers to mind the mirrors when they bring stuff in.
I will.
How is dinner coming up?
It's almost 8, he made his way around the kitchen lifting lids off the pots on the stove to find out for himself.
Just you wait.
Grandmother hushed him away.
Claire, can you please set the table?
Yes, Maman.